This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are talking about Beer Fest at Sox Park. We're talking about Beguile Brewing, Alarmist, and then Nick made it to Tiki Whiskey Scotch Tasting on the Roof. Then we dive into some beer news at the end of the show. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to cork pop out. Boop, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, baby? I'm Nick White.
And this week, we're going pantsless.
Yeah, man. Take those goddamn pants off. Yeah, here we
good,
go.
Good thing it's a podcast. No one can see us under the table here. Welcome to the show. If you're a first-time listener, what we do here is we review beers, talk about drinking beers, and then talk about the beers we did drink. So a lot of talking about drinking.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
We drink, we talk.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. And the more we drink, the better the talking gets.
Starts to flow after one or two of these.
Exactly. But we always kick things off here by drinking a new beer from a local brewery in the area. And this one's from Alarmist.
Right on, man. I'm excited. On the northwest side, Pantsless Pale Ale, 6%. This is their first can release, I think, right?
The first can release, but third beer in cans.
But their third beer. Yeah, so Tallboy cans, 4 packs, 6%, Mosaic, and Motueka hops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this was their kind of flagship beer when they first started out.
Yeah.
Gary Gulley was going around to the brewery or the beer fest with this beer. And so I think it's been tweaked a little bit for the packaging, but it's great. I'm really digging this.
I'm right there with you, man. This was canned like maybe just a couple weeks ago. Yeah, lovely, man. Tropical notes, you know, hint of herbalness.
Yeah, and it has a nice little malt kick to it that doesn't feel like too light and easy drinking. It has like a nice body to it, I want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And of course, there's a corporate guy on the behind the L train.
Uh-huh. So yeah, it's continuing the story of, was it Earl?
Yeah.
Right? So this is where Earl... quit his corporate career and took his pants off.
Yeah.
And now he's a brewer. but yeah, Tallboy cans. They just do the plastic kind of sleeves, so a lot of blank cans, but it's like a thicker plastic. I don't know why. Stickler
time,
for that.
Every time, man, Brad's gonna tell you about the
can
about the can feel. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but we'll sip on this. Probably dive in these other two here as we talk about this week.
Yeah.
So kicking things off, Nick, what did you make it to last week?
Man, kind of a light week, man. I ended up at Craft Beer Night at Sox Park, the G Spot, Guarantee Ray Field. You know, out on the south side, the other baseball team in town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now last year they did something. They do a beer night every night. Last year, I think when Miller Lite was the big sponsor, it was Miller Lite, the Miller Lite party deck.
Okay.
And it was basically everything under the Miller Coors spectrum. So this is all like Big Eddie, Line and Cool, Miller stuff, right?
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, but this year Miller is out and they just adopted this, you know, embracing of all crafts kind of situation down there.
Yeah, they are really pushing it hard. I wonder, is that a way to try to bring people in? They're just like, every ballpark has cheap yellow fizzy water. Like,
yeah,
let's do something different to try to, one, get people over here because we're having trouble getting people here.
Which is traditionally, you know, even when we won the title in 2005, it's like really hard to get people to the cell. It is what it is, man.
Or the guaranteed rate.
Or now. Yeah, or sorry, the G-rate field.
All right.
Is what they're calling it. But yeah, but like on the north side, it's basically an AB house, and you'll have some Goose Island stuff there, and that's really it. There's like one old style tap, right? But really short list, right? And maybe like some there's some Löwenbräu stuff and or Michelob stuff in there too.
Okay.
But here there's over 75 different craft beers.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and they converted the Miller Lite bullpen into the Craft Cave now, which I really dug. And then so you go to the 500 level, and it's a craft beer festival, 18 brewers, you know, traditional jockey box, you know, straight up beer fest style. And then you go down to the 100 level for your seats.
Okay.
So this was a good time. It was actually my first time to Sox Park all year.
So was the beer fest part running during the game? Like, or did the beer fest happen and then the game happened?
Yeah, it was like 3 hours before game time.
Oh, okay.
So when you got there, you get to see everybody taking batting practice.
So you're toasted.
You're completely gone.
For this game.
By the time 7 o'clock rolls around.
I'm going to bounce for this. Like, I don't know.
It's like, I think we went from the festival and the 500 level, you know, you got to sit in your seats for a little bit, right? For like an inning, right?
Yeah.
Sox ends up killing 13-1 that night too. Oh, but then, so yeah, from upstairs to our seats for an inning, and then we went straight to the Craft Cave.
Okay.
Which is, you know, like all this old school memorabilia, and then like all the coolers and different beers and barrels. Goose Island's got a lot of barrels that you can use as like you know, stand.
Tabletops. Okay.
Yeah. So I had a great time, man. Let's see. Let's talk about a couple beers.
Yeah.
Oh, the Upland guys were there. They had their Pedal to the Kettle, which was like a nice like session kettle sour.
Yeah, they're out in Indiana.
Yeah. Pantsless was there. It was my first time trying it there.
Okay, so little tie together here.
Right. I had the Pantsless. I was excited about that. I had the Photophobia. That was there too. Cheers to Bader Brow. They got Southside Pride, which I think is really killing it for them at Sox Park.
Okay.
Which is a decocted 4.5% lager, I believe.
Nice.
I think decoction just refers to like
the way.
Yeah, the way it's brewed. Big flavor, small ABV, right? Because they change the temperature and the malt as it goes or something like that. But anyway, Moody Tongue was scheduled to be there, but no Moody Tongue, man.
Mm.
They just like, I don't know, they were no show.
But their beer is at the park.
Their beer is at the park. So you could go down to the Crave, the Cave, and get Moody Tongue if you want it. But the Cave's on 100 level, man. We're all the way up top.
Their beer doesn't feel like baseball beer. Like, I'm just gonna, like, not that there needs to be a definite, like, this is only for this occasion. Yeah. But their beer is kind of poured in the glass, think about it. You know, it's a, I don't know, it's just.
You don't think plastic cup and party when you think Moody Tongue.
Lemon Saison.
Right, right. So I think, because they have bottles, I want to say, of like, you know, maybe like the Churro Porter and the Grapefruit Pills.
Mm.
And we're like, well, if they're not showing up, let's just dig in and get it ourselves. But it wasn't cold.
Okay.
So we're like, well, let's just fall back and, you know, and let's just go see what Mars is doing. So we went to Mars. Nice. Mars had the Jungle Boogie, but they also had the Double Splash, which was the which is their double IPA that comes in it comes in glass. It comes in a large format.
Nice.
So I think it was everything that they sell there, but it was on draft, or it was something that they didn't offer.
Showcasing. Okay.
Yeah. So showcasing the beer, the breweries were showcasing things that they don't sell at the park, as well as the stuff you can get there.
And you had to get the photo with the Southside Pride from Bader Brow, right?
So it's such a perfect pairing, right, those two.
I know Blue Island was there because they were. I saw some photos from them on Instagram or Facebook of them setting up.
Yeah.
I know. I think one or two of their beers are at the park, right?
Yeah, I got. I had the Tile Settler, and he was saying like, yeah, those are all experimental hops. It was fun to play around with that pale ale. But their flagship is the is something different. Fuck, the name's escaping me.
Yeah, I forget what their. I'm not. I don't see their
it's
beer.
It's their flagship IPA too.
Yeah, I've only been down there once. I don't see it a lot around town, but yeah, I forget. Yeah. I don't know their names, but they're good.
But that pale, the tile settler, I really dug.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. What else? Oh, so I was talking to the Pipeworks guys, and one of the Pipeworks guys is this guy that used to always work at Three Floyds when I would go out there.
Okay.
And, you know, we talked for a minute because, you know, a few of those guys went over to Pipeworks,
okay.
You know, and he's like, yeah, man, you know, it took a while to convince them, but they're going to package and distribute, Unicorn versus Zombie, which was the collab between those two.
Oh.
It was like a hazy double IPA.
Who's packaging it? And who's...
It sounds like Pipeworks is packaging it because it was a Pipeworks guy saying, hey, you know, they went ahead to talk with Floyd's and, you know, they're both on the same page about it now. So it sounds like it might be Pipeworks.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
So that ought to be exciting because that beer was really good. It was a big beer, man. It was like 8.7.
Jeez, okay. Well, you've combined Pipeworks and three Floyds, you're going to get something big.
What do you expect, right? So I was excited about that. The Lakeshore guys were there because a lot of these brands were on Lakeshore. Mm-hmm. And they were excited about Alaska that's launching this week.
Yeah.
And then also they were saying that the Brooklyn Beer Mansion, Brooklyn was there, the Brooklyn Beer Mansion and the 312 Block Party are the same weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 312 Block Party is coming up, which is a free event. So
yeah.
Or they take like donations. So
yeah,
that's going to be a hard fest to compete with.
Yeah. So it was a good time, man. You know, I had a good time. Sox Park. Beer Fest.
Nice. Yeah, I should have made it out because it was a beautiful day. Like, it was a perfect day for a ball game.
I was afraid it was going to be a little too cold.
Yeah, but it was like, what, upper 60s? Yeah. Kind of not too bad, especially you get a few beers in you. You're like, you're good.
Yeah, it was good stuff. I think, you know, the ticket prices, period, all year long there are on point. The beer selection is better. The food is better, I think. Yeah. I mean, the team's not as good, but... It's a good experience down there. And you can tailgate at Sox Park.
So, right, yeah.
You know, it was really, I think, Sox Park, the soccer guys, and then Soldier Field are really the only places you can tailgate, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. While you did that, that evening I went over to Alarmist.
Damn, this pantsless is nice, dude.
Yeah. I hit up Alarmist, kind of just wanted to see what they were up to. Wanted to get some cans because I haven't seen the cans yet in stores. So I was like... I loved me some pantsless when I was drinking around town early on, so I had to pick that up. A lot of good beers on tap. The tap room, it was early Friday or Saturday evening, so it wasn't like that crowded. There was a few people in there. Seemed like people from the neighborhood, like doing flights, asking a lot about the beer and kind of like, well, what's this style versus this style and kind of things like that.
Really so, interested in what's going on.
Yeah, which is what you really want from a brewery to bring in those people that are new, come here, drink our beer, you know, fall in love. Like, make us be your first love kind of idea. So,
no, for
that,
sure.
That was nice. I believe we had like a porter and I forget the other one. So,
when you posted the pic to IG, man, I'm surprised they have so many taps.
Yeah.
You know,
and they have two firkins there too. We were talking, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, how about we don't see firkins very often. Like, they're just not around. But they got two of them, and they're just kind of going through them. I feel like that's probably Gary's influence. He's like an old-school beer guy. So
yeah, when I think firkin, I think the old Goose Clybourne pub. Mm-hmm. They always had one.
So that's cool. I didn't have a firkin. I drove up there, so I was like, have one or one and a half. And I was like, that's probably good. I don't want to risk it or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool spot. Definitely order food in and check it out. Mm-hmm. Early on in the week, I went to Beguile because I joined the Ski Ball League.
Ski Ball?
Ski Ball. They got Ski Ball over at Beguile.
That is awesome.
You know, other bars got pinball.
Yeah, arcade games.
Pool or bowling over at Atlas or Burnt City.
Yeah.
But Ski Ball.
I mean, you know, I would be down for some skee ball, man. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a kid, when we go to Chuck E. Cheese, man.
Yeah.
That was my jam. Mm-hmm.
So the downstairs, they have one lane for skee ball, kind of like in this back room.
They really got a skee ball league. That's
funny. And then upstairs, that's really not open to the public. Uh-huh. That's where a lot of their barrels are. It's kind of like an event space. I feel like, I don't know what they're going to do with this, but they have two skee ball lanes upstairs, and that's where most of the skee ball league goes down.
Huh.
But you know, you're at a brewery, you got a drink too.
Now, are you part of a skee ball team?
Yeah, part of a team.
What's your team name?
We were going to be the Ski Amigos. That was taken.
Really?
That was taken. Okay. So we are, well, one of the names that was pitched that I kind of liked, but it got shut down was Hepatitis Ski.
Oh, man.
No one wants to mess with Hepatitis Ski.
Man, yeah.
But we settled on, are you skiing this?
There you go.
So then when we're doing real good, we can go up and be like, are you skiing this? Like, are you skiing what he's doing?
I think that's a step up from Hepatitis Ski, for sure.
But the beers at Beguile, they're always great. Right now, or last week when I was there, I'm going to go there again after we're recording here. Mm-hmm. They have so many APAs on. Like, it's like 3 to 5 American pale ales, which I love that style, but I was like, yeah, like, damn.
What are you going to do? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know they had like a Kolsch or a Pilsner on that someone was drinking. Someone else had a Porter. They have a lot of beers, but like their bread and butter is like APAs.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, everyone has like their kind of thing. Like right. Haymark is all about Belgians, so they have a lot of different kind of varieties
you
of that.
You go to Microphone, they're going to haze it out. There's like four or five hazy options.
So it was just like not seeing that in so long. I was like, whoa, there's a lot of APAs. It's like, which APA did you get?
Well, yeah, there's Freebird and there's, all these other ones, yeah.
I forget which one I had. I had a couple of them, but they were great, and I'll revisit some tonight. So I'll try to remember to take a photo and throw them up on our Instagram account.
Yeah.
So. Those are my two breweries this week. You made it to one or two other things, right?
Yeah, the Virginia Distilling Company launched in Chicago this week. They are the it's their only account west of Virginia, right? So all their stuff is on the East Coast. And so they basically have like a scotch that they finish in Virginia wine cask. Oh. So it spends 4 to 6 years in Scotland, it comes over here, and in 6 months to a year, it finishes in this wine cask.
Oh, cool.
Right? So they had a launch party at Joy District, which is in River North. So it's basically on the same block as Rocket and Sullivan's, all that kind of River Northeast stuff.
Yeah. those places.
Yeah. I was like, so it's next door to Hubbard Inn, which we partied with the Guinness guys. That led to the Guinness trip was the Hubbard Inn night.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, yo, I'd love that bar next door. And they were like, oh yeah, we own that bar too. And I was like, oh cool, because this was on a rooftop. And he's like, yeah, the rooftop next door, we wanted it to connect to the Joy District rooftop. But since they have different addresses, even though it's the same owner, the city wouldn't let them do it.
They wouldn't build like a path.
Right. You know, kind of like, you know, how in the lake where all the boats come together.
Yeah.
In the playpen.
Yeah.
They wanted to do like a playpen over rooftop. City was like, nah.
That's pretty cool. If you could travel from like, hey, I'm at this roof, I'm gonna go over there, and then you like come down in a different building.
I was like, man, that sucks, because it sounded like a cool idea.
Come on, Chicago.
Oh, but so they had like a tiki event up there, right? And then, you know, I think on paper it sounds pretty cool. And then when I think tiki, I think, you know, Lost Lake. I think, you know, Three Dots and a Dash. You know, there's some fun tiki options in the city,
and many tiki places are like, or I guess urban tiki stuff is like dark and kind of like squirreled away.
Yeah.
So like a rooftop tiki.
This is different.
Yeah.
It's not what we're used to. And I think, well, I thought whiskey was kind of a stretch, because, you know, it's usually not that. Tiki's
rum.
Yeah. It's not whiskey at all. And then this is more of a scotch than it is like a straight up rye or wheated whiskey. So, I mean, it was different. They weren't my favorite cocktails, but it got me a chance to, you know, check out Joy District.
Okay.
So that was cool. Yeah. Oh, they said Virginia's got 55 distilleries, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
That's pretty legit.
Yeah. But, I wanted to check it out. The whiskey on its own was nice, but, yeah, and the cocktails were okay.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's all I went to.
Man, I feel like we had a full week here. That was not bad.
I feel good about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's pantsless.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to the Beer Temple. I did make a stop
up there,
over there, man. They have some righteous neon signs in there, man. Okay. One from Mars, one from Scratch, and one from Omnipolo. Omnipolo is, they say they're the only U.S. location that gets Omnipolo. Omnipolo sounds like they're these gypsy brewers, right? And, you know, one guy's an illustrator, the other guy's a brewer. It sounds like that's how Pipeworks is. One guy's brewing, and the other guy's the illustrator.
Okay.
Right? It sounds a little bit like that. Oh, but they're gypsy brewers, not like Pipeworks. They're not gypsy. Oh, and they have a dedicated scratch tap as well.
Whoa.
Yeah, so went over there to check those guys out.
No one has scratch in Chicago.
I was like, dude, I don't think I've ever had scratch outside of a festival.
The beer fest.
Yeah, or like on tap, forget about it.
I only have them at Bug, and if I go to the Wells Park.
Yeah,
that's it.
Exactly.
Maybe Fobab if they're there.
Yeah. That's fun stuff. That was the one crew where I was at JBF a couple years ago, and I saw Randy Mosier, and he didn't even say hi. He was like, you need to try this. And it was a scratch. It was a scratch beer that he was really excited about.
Scratch is one of those breweries, if you have like a long weekend, because it's a drive. Like, go down there. Was it Carbondale?
Ava, Illinois.
Right. So past Carbondale.
Yeah.
Because you can't drive to there in Chicago and back in the same weekend. Like, it's just too much driving.
Like, it's not a day trip.
It's like six hours, right? 6 to 8.
Shit, that's like going to Minneapolis.
It's far.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not that far. Maybe it's like...
I think it might be.
I think it's around 6.
Yeah.
Because you're going to hit traffic, of course. So you got to get there, and you probably have to like stay at like a Red Roof Inn or something, or a Holiday Inn.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Yeah.
Hey, can you go like as a public citizen?
Oh,
like,
I don't know. I've seen like pictures of the... I thought.
I don't know
why
I
said... That would suck to go and then be like, yeah, no.
No.
Can't get in.
No. We don't know you.
Damn,
we're foraging been. Today.
Yeah, we got our pig searching for truffles.
Right? Oh, man.
All right, but now I don't have to go. I just go to Beer Temple.
Which Screw is like it. Down the street. It's like a mile from there, if that. It's
Done.
Awesome.
Deal. All right, solid week. We should get into what's happening this week.
Yeah. A
few fun events happening.
For sure. Let's dive into it, man. We'll start at Thursday.
All right.
Thursday at Sheffield's. So that's the 14th. It's Rare Beer Night. So apparently every Oktoberfest, Rev does a Rare Beer Night at Sheffield's. I didn't know that. Yeah, they've got Nitro Straight Jacket, Batch 1000, Destar from Year 16, mm-hmm. and VSOD, the very special old Deeth.
Okay.
And Bean Gene. Okay. So they got 5 or 6 of their... cellar beers, if you will.
Man, okay.
Yeah, that's starting at 6 p.m. at Sheffield's on Thursday the 14th.
That's worth checking out. I feel like I haven't had any Revolution that isn't Fist City and Pils in a while. Like,
they have such a broad reach, and you can find them at just about any bar and any store in the city. But, you'll rarely see these.
Mm-hmm.
So that does sound good.
And they have that Street Fest coming up soon, too.
Yeah, their Oktoberfest is a 2-day party that's taken over right in
Milwaukee.
So
that's coming up soon. I don't know the date for sure. I don't think it's this weekend.
Might be this weekend?
Oh, we should probably double check that because that's where I'll be if that's happening. We didn't write that down. So always love Revolution stuff. That all the Jean lines are fantastic.
Yeah, Blue Jean.
Yeah, Mean Gene, I feel like.
Bean Gene Coffee. Yeah, they're all pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I almost picked up some Surly Coffee Bender the other night because I was like, I needed like a coffee porter, I was feeling like. So that Bean Gene, really good. All right, so that fest, though, is on Thursday. You got anything else on Thursday?
No, let's slide right into Friday.
Okay.
Rev's Oktoberfest is the 29th.
20th, so it's a couple weeks away.
Yeah.
Okay. Not Friday.
No. But on Friday, September 15th, Temperance turns 4 years old already.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
We've recorded the show here at Temperance. It was one of our first shows, I feel like.
Our first remote shows. Yeah. We haven't ventured anywhere in a while.
Man, what are we going to do, man? We got to get out of here, man.
I know. I got to talk to Kevin at Beguile, especially with the skee ball thing I'm doing. I'm already going to be over there on Tuesdays.
Skee ball.
So let's just like get on it.
Brilliant. Skee ball. The skee ball tournament, brilliant.
All right. Maybe he'll be there tonight, and I'll drop this.
Is there a 4-year party? They got the Fat Shallot food truck. It's running from 5 p.m. all the way to midnight on Friday, and they'll have a mechanical bull at that party.
What?
Yeah. How about that?
I rode when I was out at Blue Island. There was the Festa. What's the Rock Island?
Rock Island Public House.
Public House.
Yeah.
They were having like a little fest going on. And they had there is video, I think, that Dev or Maeve posted of me. I think it was a dolphin.
You're on like a mechanical dolphin?
Yeah. I like fall off instantly. Like,
dude, it's a dolphin.
They're so slippery. It was, I was unprepared for how like just holding on to like a plastic thing, it didn't work out. And I was like, it just looked like I didn't try, but I was
Jesus
like
Christ.
I underestimated this. So I don't know if I would ride a mechanical bull because I did not have a good showing on the dolphin.
I'd do it and then get like sick afterwards.
You're on it for like not even that long.
Man.
You're like, you think you can do it. And then like, you're like, once you fall, once you start to fall, you're like, that's it. I'm going down.
Then it's over. It's game over. So that's Friday up in Evanston. A couple of events Saturday, man. Let's start with Capone's, man. They're having a customer appreciation day.
Okay.
So Capone's is one of these spots, you know, kind of like Beer Temple or Open Bottle, where they're always like sampling out the goods, you know, stop by for a tasting kind of thing.
And they're slashy, right?
Yeah. And they don't have any taps.
Oh, okay.
Capone's. But Fishman's did. You're probably thinking of Fishman's. Oh, okay, yeah. It's Northwest Side, you know, not too far apart. Saturday from 2 to 6, they're going to have a customer appreciation day with a bunch of stuff open from bottles and from taps. So microphones, going to be there with taps, and so is Goose is going to have their BCS Barley Wine 2016 on tap there. Yeah, so that ought to be good.
Nice.
And then also Saturday, also on the Northwest Side, is the Independence Park Beer Fest. So this is the fourth annual. So they're going to do they got 15 breweries. The proceeds go to the Special Olympics winter edition of the Special Olympics up in Independence Park. So apparently they have their own Olympics. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
That sounds pretty cool. So no dogs, no kids. This is a $40 ticket, and it showcases all the Northwest Side breweries. So we're talking this new Ravinia brewery that we've been discussing, Dovetail, Alarmist, you know, Band of Bohemia, mm-hmm. Half Acre, Lake Effect, just to name a few.
Is there friends from Bulldog? Are they up there?
Who are we talking about?
Bulldog Brewing, right?
Oh, the guys that are brewing at Lake Effect?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder if they're still, how they're doing. Are they still brewing?
They're canon,
there?
Yeah.
Are they?
Their stuff's out there. We should check in with them.
Yeah, because they were on the show.
Yeah.
But I feel like that was the old studio.
Yeah, old place. It's been a while since, but they got cans, and I believe they're doing cans. So they got stuff out there now.
That's cool.
See them at Binny's, I think.
Yeah, Northwest Side, man. A lot of stuff happening up there.
Yeah, for sure. Man, that's a solid weekend of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, before we wrap up the show here, always like to do some beer news. Not always Chicago related.
Yeah.
But what do we got?
Light week for news. Kuma's is, they have a collaboration with 18th Street.
Okay.
It's called Defiance Alliance, which was also at that fest. It's a dry hop.
At the Sox Park one?
At Sox Park.
Okay.
It'll be at all the Kuma's locations. It's a dry hop Kolsch collab with Kuma's.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Centennial, which is a bar in River North. It's actually one of the newer bars in River North. It's actually a pretty cool space.
Mm-hmm.
Their brewery of the month is War Pigs. So they're going to have all three War Pigs beers on tap.
So there's Lazarus.
Yeah, we've had that on a show.
Yeah.
There's a Foggy Geezer.
Okay.
And then there's Salmon Pants, which I think is a hoppy pills or Kolsch. I think it's like a hoppy lager, I want to say.
What's Salmon Pants from? It's from a show, right?
I don't know.
Always Sunny?
I mean, I don't know the reference.
Okay.
Salmon Pants just sounds funny.
Maybe it's a, is it Always Sunny or is it a Seinfeld? Someone's
going to, it's Salmon Pants is reference to something.
Yeah. But yeah. All their cans look the same, so I haven't picked up. And I saw someone drinking one, and I was like, that's a different one than I had.
Yeah.
So, but they look the same. They're just white type on black. And you're like,
keeping it simple. Just like the logo. The logo's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, so they're all going to be, there's going to be a swag and giveaways, and you can meet like some of the staff from War Pigs on the 15th. So that's this week. I want to say that's Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that starts there. And then finally, the good folks at Goose Island have a collaboration with Spaten in Munich, Germany.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's traditional. It's an unfiltered amber lager.
Okay. Right?
So it's a Keller Marzen, they're calling it.
So this beer's been in the works for a while because we know our boy Ken Honeymeter has been over there a few times to shoot. So I've heard about this for a while that this was happening.
It sounds really cool, man. It sounds like they're tapping it from these really big you know, wooden vessels. They're going to have it at the block party later this month.
Was there a video that came out with this? I bet there's a video.
There's a really cool video too, man. A lot of aerial shots.
I gotta check that out. I missed the video. I saw the news, but I missed the video.
Yeah, Mike Siegel, who's the innovation manager, who's got German heritage, he's over there with the Spaten guys. It's actually a really good, like, 2-minute piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's
nice. Believe Sergio helped film that too. So
yeah, it's actually a pretty slick video. I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. The Spaten crew started up in 1397. 1397. It is the oldest brewery in Munich, Germany.
What's the oldest brewery? That's pretty
The
old.
Oldest brewery in the world, I believe, is the Winstefanen, which is that it's either in Germany or Belgium. I want to say it's the German hillside, but
yeah, 13 I'm not really is sure. Pretty legit. Like that's pretty old.
Yeah. So to get on board with those guys and make a traditional unfiltered amber lager actually sounds pretty cool. I'm excited about that. And then it reminds me of, you know, with the Leinekugel guys. They were saying, hey, for seven generations, there were no Leinekugels that brewed over in Germany. So they went and did their beer with at the Hof, the original Hofbrau house over in Germany. So, yeah. Beer, man. Getting in touch with the old world and doing some fun new collaborations. So.
And then speaking of Goose Island and AB, they just laid off a bunch of people in the high end.
Dude.
What was it? Not marketing people. It was
they were sales. Yeah, they were BAMs. They were like activation managers, basically like sales support for marketing. Yeah, yeah. It sounds like over 400 people.
Yeah,
I know a few people that got impacted. That sounded pretty tough. 400 is it's not big for them, but that's a nice amount of people.
Yeah, so it was probably a lot of overlap of the divisions of stuff. Like, hey. Yeah, you. Why are you here when we have this guy that does Goose, but you just do 10 barrel? Like, yeah. And so we can just combine. I felt like it was just a consolidation a little bit.
Yeah, it sounds like they had they purchased these breweries and the breweries had their own staff.
Yeah,
doing some of the things that they. That the AB guys slotted for them to do once they like, oh, we acquired this brewery. Cool, we've got roles for these people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's too bad. It's probably coming. I wouldn't be surprised if we continue to see that path a little bit more and more as like AB. I want to say like strangles these breweries like more and more like we control you. But yeah.
I imagine though, if you were a if you were an account manager on one of the high end accounts, you know, I think there's certain levels of like training and. Like, you know, exposure that you probably got access to that, you know, you could roll those over into other beer industry roles.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So, you know, so there's that.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode, right? That's it. That's all we got. Our pants are still off. So, Nick, where can people find you, get in touch, ask about your pants?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Website Chicago Beer Pass. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. And then we talked about the Instagram a lot. We're loving the Instagram. I feel like we're trying to keep it pretty active.
It's rolling.
So check that out. / or at or I don't know how you just search Chicago Beer Pass and we'll come up. Let's check that out. And we'll be back next week with another episode. We'll work on some off-site stuff soon.
Work on how to drink our beer, too.
Yeah, you would think he'd know how to drink beer at this point. He's been doing it. All right, take care.
Cheers.